If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Morning, everyone. I am walking out onto the porch on day 3 of our telethon, and I just wrote a new song in the middle of the night. Phil and Braniel and Melanor are bunked out on the porch, triple spooning. It's really hot. And about 70 folks are camped out on my property.
Good morning, Keith.
Phil, hi.
I meant to wake up for you.
Here's some granola. The almond milk is for Melanor.
Thank you. I'm vegan too.
I'm sorry, folks, I don't have enough for everyone, but Shakey's is donating pizza for lunch. Sorry to wake you up. Please respect the property line. Anarchism does not mean anarchy. Feel free to use the hose round back. You can use the toilet for number 2 till the porta potties arrive at what time, Phil?
11.
Come here, let me brush your hair while you eat. Do you like my new song?
Yeah.
Hey, let's check the
13,556 dollars and 45 cents.
There's like over 6,000 people online right now. Let's check the tumor count. Gotta get this paddle up on my head. Wow. It's bigger. Grows fast, huh? What do you see? I see a face. I see Peggy Lee after the stroke. Does anybody know who Peggy Lee is?
I don't know who that is.
Punks, please Google her. She's completely goth. She invented it. Okay. Let's talk about happier times. It's been a nice morning. So, Jairo moved in with me the day after our trip. I know it sounds like an ayahuasca shotgun wedding, but we...
Key, your nose is bleeding. All right, Grant, get his arms. Stay back. Please stay off the porch.
Put your phones away! Put that fucking phone away!
Track number 4. Crimes of Omission.
Caught ya. Saw ya coming this time.
Key, you feel lighter. You've lost weight. Have you been metastasizing?
Hey, Key, isn't this place beautiful? Blue poppies as far as the eye can see.
Fenton, how many times do I have to come here?
Wow, don't you like seeing me?
I do, I'm sorry.
Could you just hold me?
Yes.
Oh, this feels so good. No one holds me around here.
Fenton, you're hurting me.
I can cry. Like Jairo, would you like me to cry?
No, I don't want you to cry.
Well, what do you want from me?
I want you to be my brother.
Oh. I can do that.
Is that Aunt Ida?
Yeah.
What is she doing?
What do you think? She's shooting up.
I don't want to do this, Fenton.
Key, you need to top down and bottom up. You're here for a reason, okay?
I'll be over here doing a tree pose.
Oh my goddess, Kim.
What, Ida?
Oh, that's my dead name, honey. It's Sister Max now.
Right, I'm sorry.
Names matter.
I forgot.
Oh. Whoa. I got a little lightheaded there.
Why are you still doing this to yourself?
Pain management. Still got the disease here. My punishment for bumping myself off, I guess.
Oh, Max.
Oh, I think I got off pretty easy. Hey, did you bump yourself off too? Is this a suicide planet?
Max, I'm sorry. I never came.
Oh, Kim. Come here. Get over here. There's room for you on this pew. That's it. Who's your favorite Auntie Mamed?
Max, my tumor's getting bigger. I think it's everything I did wrong.
Damn. You are Catholic.
What can I do to make it up to you?
Well, honey, I wrote you that letter because I wanted you to...
What?
Oh, honey. I love you so much.
Why couldn't you have been my mom?
Imagine what? Me as your mom going from gig to gig to man, to woman to man, to fix, to jail to bail, to hidey ho, dee diddly doo, dwat. Wow, this shit is good. Whew! Puts me in mind of my first OD. Precipitated by the shortcomings of men, Natch.
When was that?
Oh, must have been right after they bumped off Malcolm in 65. Dark days.
Darker than now?
Well, I was on a flophouse floor, feeling my soul dripping out of me like fat out of a ham. And I made a deal with the Virgin to let me live long enough to switch addictions to her. And she did. So I did. I got some cheap rehab at a Chicago convent, and by the end of it, found myself hitching up with the nuns that helped me off the horse. They were tough.
How tough?
They would block oil pipelines with their bodies.
No.
They would get raped in El Salvador for protecting peasants.
Really?
Do not fuck with celibate lesbians. So I took the name Sister Maximilian Mary. St. Max Mary was the patron saint of junkies, because the Nazis shot them up with carbolic acid in Auschwitz.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I always wanted to die in a horrible but unique way for God.
Fuck God.
Max.
He never had time for a woman that way. You know, in my last days when I was down to 90 pounds, finally, my eyesight was gone. It was time to cut my losses. Do you think it was a man that gave me the strength to push that final needle in? I prayed to the Virgin. Give me a beat. She steadied my hand, kept my eye on the prize. Because a man cries, I am what I see. A woman sighs, what you see is me. But Mary says, goddamn, I see what I am. It was the birth of the blues. She hatched a plan. She said to herself, I'ma make me a man. She huffed and puffed and reached deep within. She birthed a man child who was ugly as sin. She wrapped his face up in a cloud as if he were maimed when in fact he was proud. Because a man.
then he wished he was blind. He flung mankind away in disgust, shattered into pieces of us. But Mary swept us up so fast, you know, she gave us the earth, you know, she blew us like glass. Because a man cries, I am what I see, a woman sighs, what you see is me. But Mary says, God damn, I see what I'm motherfucking at. Mary had a little lamb, and that's when the shit hit the fan. Oh, did she regret it? God damn. Talk about the best laid plans. Did she regret it? God damn. Now the virgin's on the lamb.
Reflect his shame, we drown and drink. We spike our veins, we gorge on vengeance. To purge the pain from fix to fix, I hop across the river. Just a single arrow in my quiver, I shelter within my future corpse. My body blackens, I scream till I'm hoarse. Honey, hand me my works.
Max.
I die every day, but I can't seem to move on. Maybe if you do it?
Max, I can't.
I once asked you to make it stop. My my rhythm is sharp. So baby, if you love me, tie me off, toss it up and let's hear the needle drop.
I need you to end it for me once and for all. Here, the syringe is all loaded up.
Max, I can't.
It's all right, though. Max has got it.
And now, mother wild and true, I find that I must turn to you. When will you return? When will you return?
Oh, I can't find a vein.
Give it to me.
Oh, sweetie.
Give it to me.
Here, by my heart.
Okay. Are you ready?
Wait. Let me kiss you. Here. That's the third petal, honey. Room for three more. Okay, I'm ready. Love you, kid. Always did. Always will. Go on. That's good.
The man who drowns floats face down.
Kian, can you hear us?
Okay, he's coming too.
Where am I? We're in the hospital.
They said you can go home tomorrow.
I can't afford this.
Actually, look.
$24,465.
Yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah.
Phil, are we online?
Yeah.
Where's Mom?
She's at Elysian Fields. I should be getting back.
Can you hold on a sec? Phil, can you, turn off the mic and get me a cup of coffee?
Why?
We just need a little privacy.
Okay, but why?
Phil, please, honey.
Fine.
Is it off?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I was just thinking if something doesn't go right with the money or with the operation, I might ask you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I might ask you to help me get out of this.
Are you serious? You want me to off you?
It wouldn't be you offing me. I just think that I might need some help.
You realize that I can get in trouble.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that.
Don't worry about it, because you know what? I think I can do it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really feeling it right now, that now would be the perfect time to do it.
I'm sorry, that
do
was a stupid...
Do you realize it?
This whole fucking cancer thing has gotten me really...
Narcissistic?
Yeah. So how's your mom?
How's my mom? She's okay. She misses me.
When are you going to be able to see her?
When I'm deported. I'm gonna go.
Hi, Phil.
Kian?
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
What?
I mean, if you need me to.
God damn it, Phil. I don't need you to kill me. Is that your phone?
Kian?
Am I online right? Did you fucking leave this mic on?
What the fuck, Kian?
What?
I'm your... I mean, I thought I was...
Yes, you are my child, wife, sister, wife.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I will never ask you to leave again. Unless I'm jerking off.
Oh, God.
I believe you.
I love you too.
Come here. Pass me the laptop. I gotta explain my way out of this. Hey, folks. Sorry you had to hear that. There is a money back guarantee if I die suspiciously. Okay. Let's get back to the story. Where were we?
Gyro.
Right. So, Gyro and I began a life. In our first 6 months together, a lot changed. We got a new regime in Washington whose motto was Die White Together. So Gyro and I rushed off to the county clerk, who refused to marry us and accused us of multiple counts of discrimination against her bigotry. We had to go to Lawrence, where a nice trans lady clerk gave us our only wedding present, a coupon for this transracial genderfuck daycare called Great Mother Montessori. Gyro glared at me, grabbed the coupon, and when we got home, stuck it on the fridge and immediately ordered Lydie on Amazon Pets.
Enjoy Prime member exclusives.
Gyro went straight to work on the house to make it more
sustainable,
apocalypse-proof. I bought him a gun, but he refused to touch it. I cut down on dealing. He tried to make up for it with an organic garden, some chickens, a goat that he tried to keep on the roof, but it was too slanted. I had more time to write stories with slightly happier endings. Gyro started jotting down poems, lyrics. He still knocked out the odd fake news item, but the stories had changed.
Hillary gives birth at 70 to the new Dalai Lama.
He decorated the trailer with fucked up
found
objects from the dump and spray painted weekly graffiti on the side of the trailer for passing motorists.
Don't make me pull this planet over.
And
you just wait until your great mother gets home.
I used to be the town eccentric. Now we were certified radical fairy anarchooks. One day,
I was sitting at the table.
I was cooking pasta in the trailer.
Dessert, and we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake.
Who the hell is that?
That's our president, Miss Maeve.
Very funny.
Nothing is real.
That's where you're wrong, lady.
I stink, therefore I am.
I can't hear him anymore.
Hi, Mom.
Morning, Daryl.
Well, hello. Where did you come from?
Heaven.
Yes.
I love it. I'm always such a wonderful surprise.
Alzheimer's is awesome.
Isn't it?
That way. Hon, could you pick up a chicken on your way to Walmart?
Sure. I need to get some Depends anyway. Jai, could you look after me?
I got her. Babe, taste this arugula from the garden. It's as hot as a chili.
Mm-hmm.
Let me taste the sauce.
It's not really...
It's very mild.
It's not ready.
I blanch it, it's whiteness. It's the whitest thing I've ever tasted.
Ooh, I'm gonna get you so fat. You won't be able to leave me.
No, I already look like a pregnant woman with your cooking. Babe, did you read my new story?
Oh, fuck.
I emailed it to you last night.
Honey, I don't think you should be in the garden when people are still coming home from work.
Why?
Because of the dog shit sandwich in the mailbox.
Come on, babe, those are just kids.
That was parents of kids who think that you're illegal or worse.
Well, because I'm brown?
Yes.
Like the shit?
That's where we are. Oh, we're in the breadbasket of the bullshit.
You're paranoid.
You're pronoid.
What's that?
It's an irrational belief that people are trying to help you.
Well, it's just because I'm pronoid doesn't mean there isn't someone out there trying to love me.
Stop it. Stop it! Put me down!
Stop!
Stop talking!
Stop talking!
Stop thinking!
Stop thinking!
Stop thinking!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Just shut the fuck up and pay attention! Look at me.
He makes me look at him. 1 minute goes by. I hold firm. 2 minutes. I start to sweat. 2.5 minutes. I'm starting to shake. Almost 3. White hot panic. I have to look away because he's stronger than me. I hate being a man. He puts me down. He's angry. This has happened before. Suddenly I catch sight of Mom pulling open a baggie of white pills. Fuck.
Give me that.
What?
Watch the TV, Mom.
Who the hell is that?
Gyro was chopping the arugula like it was my face. I'm sorry. Shai, I meant to sell this stuff off. Watch me. I'm putting the bag high up on the shelf. I can't just give it away. I'm trying to make money from other sources, like my music.
What, like selling out?
That's a very quaint retro term that I heard in the 90s, and I love it.
Hilarious.
I go in for a sheepish kiss. He turns and I catch the corner of his mouth. Then I see Mom pull my gun out of a drawer. Mom, don't move. Mom! I'll take that.
Sissy.
You still have the fucking gun.
I'm sorry. I thought the drawer was locked. I'm trying to sell the gun.
That's not the question. Do you still have this fucking gun?
I'm sorry. I'm gonna put it up here too. You know, I'm gonna read your story. Where's your laptop?
It's over there. You know the code, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry about the gun.
Yeah.
What's this? Foster care? Adoption?
What?
This webpage.
You've been doing really well.
You really want to bring a child into this world?
He would already be in it.
I mean, this world with the mom and the gun and
I'm talking about somebody that no one wants.
You know, I'm still in the closet here.
Maybe to the blind cashier at the Juggernaut.
Very funny, but we can't move.
You can move. He can stay.
I don't
I
have money.
I need to take care of something.
You take care of me.
This pasta's fucking disgusting.
Okay. I will go to Adam's Rib. I'm going to get you collard greens and a baby.
Hello. Where did you come from?
Purgatory. What about a song, Mom?
What about it?
Every day when I wake, I tell myself there is a God, and it is not you.
So good.
We meet halfway, shorn of age, feet unshod, say.
The guitar down and goes to the high shelf and he takes down the baggie full of pills.
Father's guitar is missing a string.
He goes to the air vent and removes a set of Works.
I am blinded by his wings in darkness. I accept all things.
He crushes the pills. Mixes them with water. Shoots up.
In the cloud of unknowing, I will not be fooled. My mother's tongue washes me clean. Her name means little girl. Mina Nina Mai, my Mina Nina Ha. A grain of sand became a pearl. I will not rule.
Meanwhile, I got jumped outside the Rib joint. The guy called me a sand nigger lover and knocked out my front teeth. Somehow I made it home. I find Gyro nodding out on the couch. I wake him up. He takes one look at my face. And breaks down like he did it.
Will I be there when you die? I'll take no eye for an eye, so I can see that it's true. Only a stranger can heal you.
That night he told me everything.
What the fuck, guy? Sorry.
I will not be.
Sorry.
He'd been skimming my stash to trade for harder stuff.
I didn't do it every day. Not every day. Just enough to get by.
I didn't go to work that day.
Come here.
He lay in my arms and told me stories.
I sold my body in Joburg. And I sold fake medication to sick people.
Oh, God.
And I stood in line to stick my arm through a hole in a door in Rio.
Joy, weren't you afraid of dying?
Only with strangers.
Inside the cloud, I feel fear grow. The words of my song might be denied. Light my fate and time might slow. Will you be there when I die?
Thank you. It's really nice to be back from the hospital for, what is it? Day 4 of our telethon. Welcome to the newcomers, and thank you to local DJ Baby Got Back At You for the loan of the PA sound system.
We love you, Kaylon!
Thank you, tiny goth girl.
$62,632.35.
We're gonna get that 100K very soon. Guys, that's really, really
hurts.
Guys,
just, if you wanna clap, maybe you can, maybe we can like snap instead. Yeah, like beating it.
I appreciate that. That makes me wanna go to sleep. God, I feel really close to y'all. I don't want this to end, weirdly. I told my new doctor, Dr. Nedwards, that I actually want to do the surgery like here on the porch so you could all be close to me. He said he can't operate a skull saw outside a hospital. I told him I'd keep an open mind. Let's get back to the story. Gyro agreed to go to rehab, and I agreed to sell drugs to pay for it. Capitalism, yeah.
Is this working? Can you hear me?
To be honest, I enjoyed the break, and I love getting Gyro's cassette letters in the mail. Remember the mail?
Dear Ken, it's going amazingly okay here. You know, I'm not dead. Naval View Center is so much better than rehab in Brazil. I like art therapy, and I've started a garden because the vegetables here are brutally boiled and fatally fried. My favorite day was when a gospel band came to play. They were called Joan the Baptist and the Solomons. I think you'd like them. Hi.
Hi. You're cute. Have we met before?
I feel like we have. I'm Gyro, and you're Joan.
You can call me Charisma.
I'd rather call you Joan the Baptist, because I'm a homosexual.
Are you?
For sure. But life is long.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, 17 years ago, I was blessed with a short stay here. Tell me, is the food still as...
Terrible!
As I remember, yes.
Thank you, Gyro.
Now, we all talk about our higher power, and I don't want to mess with anybody's Jesus or Buddha or empty dotted outline or whatever, so I'll just sing you a song I wrote about the person we can all agree was our first higher power.
Our mum.
Now, my mum wasn't around much for me, and as it turned out, I wasn't much around for my own kid. But this song is for both of them. It's called Love You For Free.
When you wake up too soon, 'cause slithers of the moon got under your skin, and the walls are closing in, 'cause down in the city only God knows you're alone. When you feel there comes a time that you are not mine and I'm not yours, and hope itself ignores you, when the sigh you breathe is all you have that's yours to own. You when God swings overhead like a body from a tree. Remember what I said, don't break the thread, just flow down the river that splits into you and me. You are so holy, you fit in my hand like a bird in a cup. Now when you grow up, remember my face like a promise of grace. In this world, my child, you have a place. Hush, it's just me, I'm one of the few. Who's gonna love you for free? Won't you take it from me? Just one of the few. Who's gonna love you for free? Who's gonna love you? Is more than you can stand. When all that you freed has laid waste unto the land. Remember, she who hates herself is not humble. Hush, it's just me, I'm one of the few. Who's gonna love you? Won't you take it from me? I'm one of the few. Who's gonna love you for free? Who's gonna love you for free?
Woo! Go! Yes!
Anthem Homunculus was written and composed by John Cameron Mitchell and Brian Weller. Directed by John Cameron Mitchell. Executive produced by Howard Gertler and for Topic Studios, Lisa Leingang and Lital Molad. Edited by Brian Cates and Ali Muni. Sound designed by Kate Belinsky and Greg Switlowski and mixed by Greg Switlowski and Timothy Korn. Recording engineers Vincent Cascione and Patrick Deravas. Associate Director Zan Violento, Music Director Brian Kavanaugh Strong, Music Mix by Pat DeLette, and Casting by Henry Russell Bergstein. Featuring John Cameron Mitchell, Cynthia Erivo, Glenn Close, Nakane, Patty Lupone, Christopher Hanke, Madeline Brewer, Lorelei Ramirez, Sarah Boatwright, Ty Bauman, Julio Torres, Luke Slattery, Ben Foster, Donetta Graves, Gail Thomas, and Mari Moriarty. Anthem is a production of Little Punk and Topic Studios. For more about the show and soundtrack, go to topic.com/anthem.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host
Niñas Bien podcast. We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.